You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Rubin Kazan have won all three of their previous home games against English sides. They went to Anfield and drew 1-1 back in late October, 22nd of October, that game. Marko Devic put the visitors in front, but after Oleg Kuzmin's dismissal, Emre Can levelled and Klopp managed to get the point on that occasion. It was a pretty dire match. But since then, obviously, Jurgen Klopp's men have been to Stamford Bridge and won, and that will give them an immense amount of confidence going into this game. Rubin's seven matches against English teams, they've won three, drawn two and lost two, but those three wins came in Russia. And this one's in Russia as well. So I suppose they've got an opportunity against Liverpool. This match, I think, depends on how much you think Liverpool have advanced under Klopp.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? I mean, you know, a lot of people will be like, "Oh, they beat Chelsea 3-1 away from home." That means, you know, they're gonna paste Rubin Kazan. Obviously, it doesn't work quite like that. And you know, up until that game, they weren't exactly, you know, superb, were they? They had lots of shots on target though against Chelsea. Suddenly, they looked a better team, didn't they? And I don't know if that's because Chelsea allowed them the space. If Chelsea were a little bit. If maybe Ruben will be a little bit more careful. You look at their Europa League matches. 0-0, these are home matches. 0-0, 1-0, 1-1, 2-0. This is going back to last season. 1-1. It's very rare that they actually see more than 2.5 goals in the match. Yeah. I remember when they beat Wigan a few seasons ago, they won 1-0. And it was all, you know, pretty steady away. And Liverpool's Europa League form has been pretty similar. I mean, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1. I think he'll make changes again. I thought he would play Benteke in the League Cup last week. He didn't. He played Origi, and you know, Origi's the headline offer here to score in Liverpool to win. I think he'll play a weakened team, so I don't think he'll get quite the same out of them that he got at Chelsea. I think we're going to see a pretty tight game here. The draw is 11-5. I'm happy to go back to the draw and see, you know, if Liverpool maintain that. I wonder how bothered he is about this competition as well. You know, he's got a big season, hasn't he?
I think he's more intent on making sure they qualify for the Champions League by finishing in that top four than he is. I suppose this is an automatic entry.
If you win
entrance
it.
Point into the,
to go,
into the Europa
it?
League if you do win it. Draw's not bad for them in Rubin Kazan as well.
No.
I mean, that means that game against Bordeaux could be the decisive game as far as the group is concerned,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Sion should win the group now.
I don't see it being a 2-2 or a 3-3 either, by the way, so I'd be happy to go for draw and under 2.5, just to give you that extra bit of value. 3-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.